Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. This is going to be an exciting broadcast today. I think you're going to find this pretty amazing. We have a renowned psychic with us today. She is an intuitive consultant, a professional psychic, a podcaster, and she's also the best-selling author of a fascinating book, and we will get into that as we go along. And I must say, I think there are a lot of people who are aware of what's going to happen today, because there are a lot of people who have been hanging up on the line, hanging on the line here, who would like to talk to our guest. Her name is Sherry Calvert, and she is from the Washington, D.C. area, specifically in Silver Spring, Maryland. She has a fabulous website. To tell you a little bit about her, I guess, you know, where do I start? I can tell you she's been written about a lot by the Washington Post Sunday Magazine, the Washington Post Express. She's been named in Yelp's list of Washington, D.C.'s very best psychics. She also has a popular soulmate meditation on YouTube. And additionally, she's done a lot of special events at the Smithsonian Institution, the Freer Gallery, and other venues. She described herself as being a highly spiritual, aware psychic, deeply connected to her higher self and her soul, which allows her heart and intuition to guide her. For those of you who are wondering what it's like, if you go to her to get a reading or find information, number one, it's fascinating because she doesn't ask her clients to share any details about their lives. All she needs is your date of birth. And then she goes into deep meditation. And during her reading, she works with numerology, she works with tarot cards or angel cards, whatever tools are appropriate, though she can expertly utilize her amazing perceptive abilities. And what's fascinating about her, she says her mission is to help people connect to God, provide insight, clarity, and focus, and to help everyone achieve healing. She provides compassionate advice so they can experience a new and enlightened spiritual awakening. Her life began, she says, at 5 years old. She realized she was somewhat different than others. So that's her story. I tell you what, we're going to bring Sherry on now. Again, her name is Sherry Calvert. We're going to talk to her and give you a little bit background from the horse's mouth, as they say. Sherry, welcome to Close Up Talk Radio. It's a delight to have you here. How are you this morning?
I am so glad to be here, Doug. Looking forward to it.
Listen, I'm looking forward to, and you know, it's interesting. There are a lot of people who would love to talk to you on the phone. We didn't talk about this beforehand. Mm-hmm. If you want to take phone calls, we can do that. If not, it's just you and me for the half hour.
I really like to really laser focus on the person, and I do that when I go into meditation. So
yeah,
this would
yeah.
be, you know, maybe random questions, maybe about numerology or, you know, how you get your destiny number or stuff like that. But the real, you know, like in-depth reading, all they have to do is, you know, email me. You can get that on my website or on Yelp's list of 10 best psychics in Washington, D.C.
All right. Now, you know, a lot of these people could be calling from many other, I mean, the area codes are up from, look like they're
yeah.
from many, many
oh,
areas,
know.
Not just the Washington area. So yeah. I think that's the very smart thing to do. For those of you who are on the phone, I don't want to disappoint you, but we're not going to go to the phone on this show. We're going to talk about Sherry, about what she does, about how she came to know she could do this, and then what it's like when folks come to her for a reading and the kind of reaction she gets. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would imagine you're kind of surprised yourself at some of the things that you learn about people. But let's begin at the beginning, Sherry. Oh, well, go ahead. You want to say something?
No. I was going to say, yes, I am. But, you know, what I've learned is people really have three or four basic, you know, worries in their life. Usually
yeah.
it's about love or career or money or, you know, family. And what's really interesting is most of my clients are women, I think they're just more open to it. And of course, I have men clients, and they come from all walks of life, genders, ethnic backgrounds. But what's really fascinating is both men and women always want to know, usually love and career. But what's really interesting is that women always put love first, then their career. And men always want to know about career and money and then love. So it's kind of interesting. But
that's
very
interesting. Yeah, that's very, very interesting indeed. Career, money, and then love. Oh, fascinating. The way you put it, that's interesting. Let's talk a little bit about you and how you realized you had these abilities. At what point in life, you know, it's been written when you were only five, you realized you were different.
Yeah, it was really strange.
Talk to me about that.
I was out back, and my parents had friends over. We were out back in the patio, and I just started reading, you know, telling them about themselves and what was going to happen. My parents' friends, that is, not my parents.
Yeah,
and it
right.
really, like, freaked out my parents so badly, like they're going, what is this, you know, that they sent me to Catholic school for 8 years. And after, you know, close encounters with the nuns, rulers, and yardsticks, and various hair-pulling techniques, you know, I graduated at eighth grade. And I just went back, you know, to doing readings for people. My cousin at the time was dating a lady who later became his wife, and she was also spiritual. So we would practice with each other. I'd do readings for her, she'd do readings for me. And I can also remember when I was 9 years old, I said to my cousin, you know, I said, the dream world, the spiritual world, is more real to me than the real world. And, of course, she was looking at me very strangely. And it was. It was just that seemed familiar. It seemed real. And it was almost like, well, why can't other people feel this or see this? And I always had very strong clairvoyant tendencies, which is clairseeing. And I would describe a reading in a reading or talking to people or what I see, it's almost like watching a movie or scenes in a play. And, you know, I would go into that space and just talk about that. And then I also remember when I was 16 or 17, my cousin and I, same cousin, cousin-in-law, or, you know, wife of my cousin, decided we were going to go to an energy healer. So we went to this energy healer, and I remember he said to me two things. He said, first, he said, oh, he goes, you know, problems with the father. And then he said, you know, you're a mystic. And, of course, I don't know what a mystic was, but I realize he's correct because it's sort of like that connection to God, you know, that, you know, listening to God, which meditation is. Prayer is talking to God. Listening to God is meditation. So, again, that was right on. And then several years later, I had an aura photography done, and you could see behind me like these beings of light, you know, these shadows and this angel. So I was really stubborn, though. I couldn't believe that I could make a living from doing something I loved. So I tried to fit in, you know. I worked in government and the corporate world and blah, 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 blah. And then when I turned 50, it was like my parents were dead, I was alone, never been married, didn't like my job, and I thought to myself, why don't I do something I love? So I was watching a program called Touched by an Angel. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Sure, I remember that.
And I had this epiphany, and it was, you know what? God loves me. It doesn't matter that I don't fit in or I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm going to do this. So I put an ad in the paper, and then another amazing sign happened. I got this call from a psychic, and she said to me, I saw your ad in the paper, and my guides want me to tell you that you're supposed to do this, and you will be very successful, and that it's okay. You'll be fine. And it just worked out. I mean, doors opened for me. You know, I had media coverage. I, you know, did these events. You know, my clients range from, I've read for politicians and media people to dental hygienists. And nothing really gives me, I think, more happiness than to help people avoid, I think, the adversity or the stuff that I went through, and to know answers, to have clarity, to have guidance, to have, you know, just closure and healing. And so that's my gift, and I've been following it for a number of years, and really God has never let me down. I always have clients. I you know, I don't really advertise.
Yeah.
And
it's word of mouth, huh?
Yeah, it's just
word
of
mouth, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. I have to ask you, what do politicians want to know?
Actually, it was really interesting. He was actually having problems with his wife. And he was the, you know, the odd exception of mostly men, you know, men mostly asking about career and whatever he wanted to know about the issue with his wife, which was interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And of course the media lady actually wanted to know about her career, so it was kind of
exactly.
Nervous, actually,
I've just never talked to someone like you who says I do this for politicians. We all think politicians are different, you know. So what do they want to know? Am I going to win? You know,
nope.
I guess that's really
nope.
it.
I think everybody basically are human, and you know they have their, I guess, woes and misfortunes like everybody else. I mean, they put their pants on one leg at a time,
the same
like
way.
The rest of us.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you've written, or it was written about you, that you've been quoted saying it's absolutely possible to transform your life no
yes.
matter what your misfortunes are. If
yes.
you seek me out with my help and guidance, I can help you gain hope and
mm-hmm.
achieve clarity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a great statement. And do you feel you're able to do that with most people who come to you and seek you out for help?
Yes, I do. And it's really interesting. I have a ton of reviews on Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, you know, these are people that have been with me several years, and they were really appreciative of my help. And so they, you know, I didn't tell them to do this, or I didn't tell them to write it. And they would write that, you know. So, because I'm able to, when I go into a session, it's like I sort of connect my higher self to their higher self, and I get the information, and it's what, you know, their soul, what they need to know. And my job is not to direct, not to, you know, tell them what to do. I just give them the information. I guide them. Make the decision to do it or not to do it. So,
well, let's talk a little bit. You know, I'm inclined to ask you, well, there's so many questions I have for you, but let's talk about how you work with people when they come to see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to psychics who claim they'll get a feeling about you just by being near you or looking at you, and
mm-hmm.
they get some impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you do that, maybe you don't. I know the only thing you ask is for
their birth date.
Why is that so critical?
Because that helps me hone into them, and also I figure out what year they're in numerology. And each
mm-hmm.
Number 1 through 9 in numerology corresponds with different things you're going through. Like 1s are new beginnings, and 9s are endings, and 6s are usually about family problems. So it sort of helps me hone into that person. And then I just, you know, go into meditation. I just look at that number, and then I'm shown what I need to tell that person. And sometimes it's really interesting. I'll be emailing them, like, beforehand, and I'll pick up something. And I can remember one of the things I picked up was a lady was wanting to do a reading for her mom. And so I got this message, and I wrote the daughter who, you know, was doing the reading for her mom. I said, "Does your mother like to dance?" I said, because I just see dancing around her like she's doing a rumba. And she wrote me back and she went, yes. She goes, we were just talking about it, but she's having problems with her legs. She's having health problems. And all she wants to do is dance. So I was picking up the dancing, and then I knew that, you know, I was supposed to talk to her about her health. And then another time, a lady was doing a reading for her daughter. And I wrote back, you know, this is really strange. I said, I just see like a blue ribbon around her. I said, but it doesn't feel like it's intellectual, but she's winning this blue ribbon. Well, it turns out she had just won a blue ribbon for a swimming contest. So then I knew I had to talk to her about, you know, swimming or where that was going to lead her. I think she was doing something for the Olympics or something. So sometimes I'll just get these messages or symbols, and I try to, you know, kind of hone it in to see, okay, well, what does that mean? And sometimes if somebody's having a career change, I'll see like a ladder, and I'll say, you know, this is really interesting. I said, I see you going up the ladder. And it turns out, you know, they change jobs or something. So I get the symbols, and then I try to interpret them. And then other times it's, like I said, watching a movie. It's like, you know, scenes in a play, and then, you know, we talk about that. So
one other question I have for you, because you've also written that your mission is to help people connect to God. Is mm-hmm. religion an important aspect of what you do?
I don't believe in organized religion at
okay.
all.
Okay.
I was raised Catholic. I do resonate with Christianity versus anything else, but I just don't believe in organized religion. I think Catholicism and Christianity is so far today from what it was when Jesus was there, which was really all about love,
yeah.
to what it became, you know, throughout the ages to what it is today. I just don't believe in organized religion at all. But I just do believe, I think basically, I think in the golden rule. I think that's really the key to happiness, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Exactly.
And I think to be kind. And I think really, I think what our life purpose is, I think to sum it up, is the Aboriginal poem that Queen Elizabeth once quoted, and I think it's beautiful. And she said, or the poem goes, or the proverb goes, we are all visitors to this time and place. We are just passing through. Our purpose here is to observe, to learn, to grow, to love, and then we return home. And I really think that that just says it all, why we're here. And I also think learning to forgive ourselves and others, and I
yeah.
think learning not to judge ourselves and others, and then practice kindness. I think really that's our purpose.
I think that's a great answer.
And, you know, I think, having
yeah.
met many people, that those that really serve others in whatever way, in sort of any selfless way, whatever it is, acts of kindness, random acts of kindness, I think those seem to be the most happy people, you know, that they kind of have a higher purpose, which is to help others. And I think with my little gift, you know, I try to do that. Like as one client said, I care very deeply about my clients. I always go above and beyond. And I try to bring as much happiness into as many people's lives as I can. And I think it's because I had so much adversity in my own life, and I was such a hardhead and so stubborn, you know, really didn't listen to my intuition, blah, 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 blah. You know, and it took me 50 years to kind of do what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
So I try with my gift to say, okay, this is what I see. This is what they're showing me. You know, you have free will. You can do what you want. And, you know, usually they listen to me, or when they don't, they email me.
How does the session begin with you? People, I assume, obviously, you know, you do this on by telephone, you do it by
yes.
Zoom, maybe, perhaps?
Yes.
I used to do it in person before COVID, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mainly right now
it's
telephone, and I just
yeah.
get, you know, you email me or telephone
yeah.
me, whatever, and I just get your name and the birth dates of you and anybody, the names and birthdays of anybody you want me to meditate on, go into meditation, we talk, and, you know, there we go. We have a session.
So they give you your birth date. They give mm-hmm. you their birth date.
Yep, we set up a time to do it, a day
yeah.
and time to do it. I go into meditation a couple hours before the reading. I get the
okay.
information.
You have a preparation time then.
Yes.
That makes sense. Okay, good enough.
Yes.
All right.
And then I just go into meditation for a few hours, and then we talk. And again, sometimes it's spontaneous, like if I'm emailing them back and forth, you know, I'll see something like I just said about, you know, the lady with the mother that wanted to dance. But mainly it's, you know, I prepare. The information that I'm shown, like my higher self, their higher self, we connect, and this is what I'm supposed to tell you. So
you start telling them what you've realized, and then do they start asking you questions and you respond?
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
They just listen. Yeah.
Yeah, they listen, or I'll say, well, you know, does that resonate with you? And they'll go, well, yeah, you know. And it's mainly them listening, and then they ask questions. Like, they'll have, like, but usually all their questions are answered without them having to ask questions, which is interesting. You know, usually about love, I'll say, well, you know, I picked this up about this person. This is what he looks like, you know, or I'll see maybe the ring going on and off. I said, there's, you know, problems, whatever. And they really don't have to ask the questions. And I think what makes me different is, and I get this from my clients all the time, is that my readings are really accurate. They're about 90% accurate, like as one reviewer said. And they're also extremely specific and detailed. And they're laser focused on you and your problems. And I think it's that and the fact that I really do care about my clients. I really do care about them. And I think it's because, you know, like I said, I went through so much crap in my life that I really want them to be happy. I really want them to succeed. And I think that's probably what makes me different. It's not just, as one client said, you don't give information to give information. And you don't act like you know everything and that you're very honest.
And so how long does a typical reading take? How long do you spend with a client? Is it like over 15 minutes or something, or
yeah,
is it longer than that?
Yeah, it just depends on what they want. It ranges
yeah.
from 15 minutes to an hour and a half. It all depends on what they want and what they want to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
So a lot of
do
time,
me a favor.
Really
give me an example. I don't want any personal information, but give me an example of the kind of things you may have discovered for a client. I'm sure you might call them success stories, maybe. What you might have learned about someone and told them that helped change their lives. Anything
well,
come to mind?
Yes. A lot of times it's soulmate information. I told you that a lot of the ladies, women, are really interested in finding their soulmate. And, you know, I can pick that up. Or sometimes it might be about a relationship that, you know, doesn't work out, or they're separated, or sometimes it's health issues. It just really varies with the person. But I would say mainly I think it's the soulmate aspect. I waited a long time to find my soulmate. And again, it happened when I became a psychic. And I devised this soulmate meditation and used it to bring in my soulmate. And it was love at first sight for both of us. Neither one of us had ever been married. And we're still together now, and we still hold hands when we sleep. So I know it doesn't matter what you look like, or what your circumstances are, or how old you are. I think when you're ready, and I remember, like I said, I had that epiphany, and it was like, okay, God, you take care of it. I said, you know, you bring somebody in. If you bring him in, fine. If not, I'm going to be okay. And before I would try to control it, you know, how people do. And this time I just let go. And I said, okay, you handle it. And within a month I met him on a blind date. Again, you know, first marriage for both of us, and we're still together and still very happy.
Very, very good. Let me, you know, for those of you who are listening, we're talking to Sherry Calvert. And your name is your website. I need to get your website here. This is very important. Sherry's website, and her name is pronounced a little bit different than it's spelled. It's S-A-R-I Calvert, mm-hmm. C-A-L-V-E-R-T.com. So it's spelled S-A-R-I-C-A-L-V-E-R-T.com, but it's pronounced Sherry. Sherry, tell me a little bit about the fact that obviously you believe that people have had other lives because you've written a book called The Spirit of Gettysburg, Soulmates Across Time, which apparently is about your life during the Civil War. Is that right?
Yeah. A lot of it is based loosely. It's about a woman who tries to free her husband, who's now a ghost, caught in time. And she goes back, she time travels back to Gettysburg, the Battle of Gettysburg, 1863, Pickett's Charge. And she tries to convince him not to, you know, be in Pickett's Charge, basically, because he died. And so it's about her going back through time, you know, trying to change fate, trying to change what happened. And I had always seen bits and pieces of this past life since I was a child. And whenever I went up to Gettysburg, and I went up there a lot, you know, I was so moved. I could never walk Pickett's Charge, you know, that disastrous charge in the center, you know, of the Union lines.
Yeah.
Terrible disaster. And I thought to myself, okay, well, what if you could do that? So I'd always struggled with what if. What if you could time travel back to a certain point and try to change fate? Could you do that? What would happen? You know, it would be like throwing a stone across a pond and a ripple of time. Could you do that? So anyway, so I wrote this book, and it really gave me catharsis of that, I guess, past life that I had there. And I also, I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you, do you help people realize that they've had a past life at some point? Does that ever come up in your readings?
A lot of times I pick up past lives on people.
Really? That's fascinating.
When we do the reading, you know, I'll say, oh, okay. And then I always ask them, I said, well, does that resonate with you? Or are you repelled by it? Or do you like it? Because those two reactions really show whether you had a positive past life or a negative past life. So,
well, Sherry, you're amazing. I must say, it's. I wish we had more time. We've run through the half hour already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It just time flies when you're having fun, right?
Well, you're a wonderful interviewer, Doug.
Well, listen, thank you so much. I want people to know that you're for real. You're definitely for real. As you point out, you have great ratings on Yelp, and there are great testimonials on your website. Go to Sherry's website and look it up again. It's Sari, S-A-R-I, Calvert, C-A-L-V-E-R-T.com. If you go there, you'll learn all about what Sherry does, about her website, and how you can get in direct contact with her. And that's the
and
most important
Google,
thing of all.
And also Google Yelp's 10 Best Psychics, because I have lots of reviews on there, too.
Oh, that's good. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, Sherry, we're out of time. Thank you. Hopefully we can do this again sometime. It's been great chatting with you. Okay?
Yes, it's been wonderful. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this broadcast. As I said, maybe we can talk to Sherry again sometime. It'll be very, very interesting indeed. I love talking to people with these abilities. I think it's fascinating, and you might feel that way, too. I think you would if you tried it. Anyway. Thank you so much. Here we go.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Till then, please take care. See you then. Bye.